What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Not done very well against lefties this year as Hellman crunches one to deep left. Ward going back. He turns to look. It's out of here. Michael Hellman with his second home run, a line drive shot to straightaway left. He gives Texas a 5-0 lead.
Rangers bounce back on this radio station. That's Matt Hicks with the call. Good morning, Metroplex. Hump Day edition.
Hey. Hump Day.
Sean and RJ, it's DFW Sports Station 105.3. The Fan, Corey Seager, hits number 20. Patrick Corbin finally gives you a fantastic performance. You're 4.5 back in the wild card, but unfortunately the news comes out. Another Ranger goes down with injury. Nate Eovaldi gone for the rest of the year with a strained right rotator cuff.
And look, the concern with this is how strained, what is the future prognosis going into next year? No longer about this year with him. That's why they're being super cautious with him, because a rotator cuff, man, like that is a career jeopardizer. I'm not going to say ender, because, I mean, modern medicine, that is absolutely a career jeopardizer.
Yeah, I mean, it's a super concerning injury. The fact that they seem optimistic about it in general, just like the strain. But this is the wild thing about pitching and how quickly arms can turn. The fact that he was as dominant as he was in the last start, and they just go, there's some fatigue, tried to pitch through it. They're like, let's get you an MRI. And they're like, oh, no, it's your rotator cuff. Let's stop, and you're done.
Yeah.
And it's over with. And it can flip on it in a hurry for you. I feel awful for Nathan Eovaldi that he didn't get to the baseline minimum of the innings this year, just so that history will remember how good he was this year, which was, he was incredible.
He was. It kind of sucks, because there is a legitimate case that if he got the qualifying innings, that he was a legitimate Cy Young candidate. Like he just was. Like that, he, you can absolutely make the case that he's been the best pitcher in the American League this year.
Cowboys final 53 news. They have Perrion Winfrey make the team. They waived Deuce Vaughn. They waived Jalen Brooks. They waived and released Israel McQuamu. Maybe the best story is rookie corner Zion Childress making the 53. And reporters are speculating that he is the option at slot if Trayvon Diggs is not available against the Eagles, Bobby.
Yeah, I think that's likely, would be the fact that if Diggs can't play and you can't kick Bland inside, it would probably be Childress out there, which is one of the reasons he probably was a guy that they targeted and decided to make the roster. But he was somebody who, all the way back in the summer when you talked about who were some of the guys that stood out and had the best shot of making it, Elijah Clark made sense out of Syracuse, Mike Smith from Kentucky, and then the other one was Zion Childress from Kentucky. So every year you usually get one or two guys that sneak onto the roster from being an undrafted free agent, and Childress absolutely earned it with some of what he did during training camp.
Brian Schottenheimer said Joe Milton is the number two, but they're not done looking around the league at the position. Quote, I thought Joe settled in. We feel good about his direction and where he can go.
Okay. I'm glad. I'm glad they feel that way. That's good. The fact that they're comfortable with it, awesome.
Well, they're not comfortable enough not to look.
I know. I was going to say, the fact that if they're going to say he settled in because he went 10 of 18 against the Falcons' third stringers, that improvement, sure. Stack good days on top of good days. That's what you need. But right now, Joe Milton is not somebody that I think you could comfortably say will get you the same results as even Cooper Rush did whenever Dak was out for 5 weeks.
Agreed.
I mean, you want to bring in Taylor Heinicke?
He get cut?
Yeah, cut yesterday.
How about Hendon Hooker? I mean, let's just make it a whole Tennessee group. I don't think
Heinicke is a Tennessee guy.
No, I know. That's what I'm saying. How about Hendon Hooker instead?
We kind of said Hendon wasn't the guy.
You don't want to get older than Dak at the position. Right?
He really is about the same age. And I mean, look, he did beat Milton out, but Milton also beat him out to start with. So, like, what do you really want?
After trading Kenny Pickett to the Raiders and releasing Tyler Huntley, the Browns will go into the regular season with three quarterbacks. Shedeur Sanders makes the final 53 as the number three behind Joe Flacco and Dylan Gabriel.
Why did they get rid of Kenny Pickett and keep Shedeur Sanders? I'm confused. I thought that Kenny Stefanski was white. I thought Kevin Stefanski was bigoted and just didn't even want him around. I think that's why Kevin Stefanski was so easily just brushing everybody off, is because he knew what was happening. We're keeping Shedeur. We're cutting Tyler Huntley, but we're giving him an opportunity to put something on tape at the end, and we're going to get rid of Pickett, so it's not a big deal. Ultimately, they end up keeping Shedeur about where he should be, which is their third quarterback right now. They liked Gabriel more, and he's there too.
Should he have said that in that clip? Like, guys, look, the reason I took Shedeur out is we're just trying to give Tyler some tape.
Maybe.
Should he have said that at the time? Like, we're going to cut the guy. We just wanted to give him a chance to put something on tape.
Maybe.
So other teams could look at it.
It's possible they didn't cut him. Like, he hadn't been cut by the time he had first talked to media, though. So I don't know if he just thought that's unbecoming to talk about somebody that way before they're free. But I would imagine that's what he's doing. That's what most teams usually do with that decision.
I'll say this.
By the way, how stupid is that? Like, how long has Tyler Huntley been in the league? So that one final drive.
Right.
In the final preseason game is going to affect my decision making.
Fresh.
That's dumb.
It's fresh tape, though. We haven't seen Tyler Huntley play in a while. Maybe we haven't worked him out yet. Like, it's an opportunity to see, hey, do I look at that and even want to bring him in for a workout? It's just, I get it. A lot of teams do. Yeah, you have an idea of if you like him or not. But if you kind of like Tyler Huntley.
He played in 5 games last year.
If you kind of like Tyler Huntley, you turn it on and go like, all right, he looks like he's in good shape. Let's put him out there. Like, or let's bring him in for a workout. Like, a lot of teams will. That's what they did with Will Greer here. When they traded for Trey Lance and then Will Greer played that whole game a couple years ago, the whole idea was just give him an opportunity, put it out there so the team
can
get
it. Will Greer also has zero regular season tape. Tyler Huntley's been in the league for years.
Right, but you do want to see where somebody is. Like, it could be even a 38-year-old veteran. You want to see, all right, where's their body at? Where are they at conditioning-wise? How do they look?
I will say this was, like, the whole, is Shedeur going to make the roster? That was one of the dumbest. Of course he was. It is a full quarterback room, but there was no chance they were going to cut Shedeur Sanders.
But they might trade him like they did Kenny Pickett.
Sure, could have done that.
Spencer Rattler is going to start for Kellen Moore in New Orleans.
I'm sorry, Kellen. That's a brutal existence to have to kick off with. I mean, he did put up, what, 80 points against Tennessee at the end of his career, Spencer Rattler?
Something.
It was a lot. It was a lot of points. It was
62, 63?
It was significant. But Spencer Rattler, I've never been able to believe. I would just roll with Shuck and just say go. Like, figure out what you got there, because I think Spencer Rattler kind of is what he is.
I really do like Rattler from, like, he's got a live arm. He's got a very good arm. He's got a lot of, measurables that you would want from a quarterback. There's a reason he was such a highly touted prospect, blue chipper, you know, coming out of high school. And he's just never put it together at any level. But I also think if you're Kellen, like, you probably want somebody who started in the NFL for a little bit.
Mark Cuban did a sit down with All City, and they asked him if he regretted selling the Dallas Mavericks.
I don't regret selling the team. I regret how I did it. Right? Would I still sell the team? Yes, for all the same reasons I've said 100 times. Would I do it the same way? Absolutely not.
What would you change?
I would have put it out to bid.
See, that's one of the things. It's so
he did it quietly, just like the Luka deal.
Yeah, it's like do the phones not work at the Mavs facility? Can you not make outgoing calls like to you know possible investors and trade candidates?
Yeah,
no Nico, no Cuban. You just find the one billionaire out there. There's a million billionaires out there, or 66, right, in this state. There's 66 billionaires in Texas. Like, find one. Anyone that was going to, A, have a clue, and B, not run this conspiracy theory that we're upping and moving to Vegas.
Yeah, really weird that Mark was just like, was there a fear he's not getting a better offer than that or as much money? Like, oh, there's the money. There's the deal. All these franchises, you have Luka Doncic on your team.
Maybe the issue instead is just I should have seen if somebody else would have gotten close and not given it over to a group that has clearly shown they don't have the best interest at heart of the basketball
team. Or maybe
team.
They gave Mark the Shark Tank move that he always pulls on everyone that I can't stand on that show when he goes, this is the offer, but you have to take it right now. Mm-hmm. You can't open up to anyone else. You can't talk to anyone else. This is the offer. If you don't take it in the next hour, it's off the table. Maybe they Shark Tanked him.
Yeah, handshake and eye contact. That's all they want.
Because he sold the Mavs a year after the Suns were sold. And the Suns were sold for more.
Yeah.
Well, they're not a bigger city.
Right.
They don't have
an international superstar.
They don't have an international superstar. They got no rings.
And Cuban was also asked, what about fans who are mad at you of who you sold to? You sold to a group who people think are going to move the team out of town and traded 77.
Respond. I'm sorry, right? I mean, I had to do what's best for my life and my family. You know, what you think I was going to live to 137 and just run the Mavs forever?
Honestly, I thought so.
I was hoping so.
I figured you'd have some Shark Tank pitch that right, yeah. You know, was going to allow it.
I mean, Father Time's undefeated. And so, something was going to happen at some point, no matter what. And I just wanted to do it on my terms.
Dude,
I don't blame Mark for... I don't blame Mark for the new ownership trading Luka Doncic.
No, I don't blame him for that. I blame him for what he blames himself for a lot of times, which is trusting something in a business deal rather than getting it solidified, whether it be whatever
he tried to.
He allegedly tried to. The league office has said that was not something that he tried to do.
That would explain that.
Where he basically wanted to put in the contract that he was still in charge of basketball decisions. And he said the league office told him no. And then there's been pushback from the league that says, like, that wasn't a discussion. Like, that wasn't something that came up. And so, I mean, yeah, the fact that I blame him for, if he truly cared about the care of the franchise and whatever else, I blame him for, like, not getting that clear, like, laid out in a clear fashion of who was exactly going to be in charge.
Because then, Chop, he was talking about ownership percentage.
Yeah, so the way the Celtics and the Lakers deals are, there's already been kind of a coup with the Celtics and the governorship. He was talking about he doesn't know exactly what Genie's percentage is going to maintain. He said in order to be a governor, you have to own at least 15%. And he said, so I specifically kept my number at 27%. So I'd still be able to be the governor. But unfortunately, when you're at 27%, that means there's 73% that are still outstanding. That's Dumont.
Yeah. So what does it mean to be the governor?
What does it mean to be the governor?
Mm-hmm. At that percentage.
It means that you're still, as far as the league is concerned, you're the power. So, like, and you go to league meetings, you get the vote. Not the other 73, but you get the vote, right?
Okay.
So you get
but not running and controlling the Mavericks.
No, that would be one of those things that would be, like, have to be agreed upon, right? It would be agreed upon between the parties. But the difference is that Dumont got in there and didn't, whether Nico kind of sidled up to him and was like, hey, we got to, we need to take this over. Mark's too heavy-handed. And then Dumont, as the 73% owner, could say, or Adelson could say, hey, this is our thing now.
Most uncomfortable part of the interview with Mark Cuban sitting down was Kevin Gray's question about Nico.
You've talked about the communication that you have with Patrick Dumont, obviously the communication with, Rick and everyone else in the organization. Do you have that same level of communication with Nico Harrison at this point?
No.
That's it? Okay.
Mark KG. Rarely out of words. And the tank was on empty. Didn't want to answer, didn't know how to answer it. Stumbling, wow. Bumbling.
Wow.
No.
Knowing KG like we know KG, I just love the, like, I know exactly what's going through his head in that moment.
No, I mean, no.
What's that? Okay.
What's that?
I cannot blame Mark. I can't blame him. He sold the team. It's not his responsibility. Should the gambler, the Jerry thing, should anyone blame Bum Bright that Tom Landry got fired because he sold to Jerry Jones?
Some they people probably did.
Well, they're idiots, you know, and they're probably dead now, so it doesn't matter.
Ooh, I don't have enough time to counter back with a lot of examples.
I do blame Mark for hiring Nico. Like, that I'll blame him for.
You blame him for hiring Nico that goes to the finals.
They went to the finals.
I mean, they were.
Fortune favors
they
the
had Luka Doncic. They were going to get to the finals eventually.
I agree.
So, I mean, I don't think that's a Nico thing.
Look, you want to blame Mark? You're going to have to go back to Vegas, Bob. That's where the whole thing starts.
877-881-1053. That's the number to call to win the Rangers Brewers ticket giveaway. We're going to give those away. We're going to chop it up in the commercial-free expressway where we go back to the Cowboys Gambler documentary. Choppy has started watching it after vacation. Why racism accusations almost ended the 90s Cowboys third Super Bowl before it began. The audio, commercial-free, next. Rangers Brewers ticket giveaway during the commercial free expressway here with Sean and RJ. It's a hump day edition with Cowboys insider Bobby Belt. We got Peyton and Aiden in the back chopping it up at 7:40. Why Micah may need to sit out against the Eagles and play that card at 8:00. But first, Choppy has started catching up with The Gambler on Netflix after being out last week on vacation. How many episodes, and what do you think so far?
Two episodes in. I think it's pretty good. There's some. I mean, obviously, it's a lot that you already know. The old footage of Jerry and Cabo and with the kids,
the swim shorts.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans. Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The beer. The
swim trunks. It's good photo. Good footage. Good footage. You know, I didn't know that there was such vitriol about him being from Arkansas. You know, we're all like, it's Southwest Conference at the same time. It's right. It's all commingling here.
Well, do Texans look down or
everybody looks down in Arkansas?
Well, there you go.
People from, like I said, you know, Mississippi, North Louisiana, and Arkansas. They're all, you know, barely people, right?
That's the thing that stood out. I think we talked about from the first episode was the fact that that still has him angry. Like you can tell that still upsets him.
If you were called a dumb country bumpkin,
sure,
I'd be angry about that too.
Sure, 100%. I just mean specifically too. He has a lot of pride in being from Arkansas. Clearly, it's more than just the.
I like that.
I'm a I do too. I love that he's proud of where he came from. But that's the thing is that's still 35 years later. He's sour that was ever brought up was the fact that he was from, you know, for my entire life. Didn't know there was ever a problem from being from Arkansas.
You told me this morning, I was like, how do you have a Netflix show or any show on that time and not speak to the most prominent media member in town, which is Randy Galloway? That bothered me. I didn't know he declined it.
Two things I learned about this. I don't know how I can wrap my brain around the second one, but one that Randy Galloway declined to be in it, but two, Netflix paid the Cowboys $50 million to do this. Is that right? Can that be true? How are they going to recoup and make money off of that? $50 million?
That seems excessive because I mean,
I've seen like two reporters say it.
How many hours did they tell us they got with Jerry? 40?
Yes.
They got 40 hours with Jerry. They got God knows how many other hours with other people that I would imagine they've got
more
projects that they can bleed this into for perpetuity for a long time.
One thing it stood out to be is Jerry, I don't know if he's full of BS, but he made a comment in this that he was losing $30,000 a day.
Yep.
When he was building the stadium. He was saying he was spending $1 million per day on the stadium. Does he really break down money on a per day basis and how much money he is spending, losing, saving per day?
I would not be surprised.
That is unbelievable.
Now, $30,000 a day, he broke down to what? Because he was losing $1 million a month or whatever he said. So I think that's why he broke it down.
Here it is. Like Netflix acquired the rights for nearly $50 million, outbidding ESPN and Amazon. And everyone originally had it as a 10-part series. Wow. So, Choppy catching up, and we are getting closer to wrapping up. You got anything else?
Yeah, look, I thought Fish would be in there, gentlemen.
His bylines were.
No Brad Sham. Oh, my God. His Fish rolling over in his grave that Skip Bayless was in this thing. Holy crap. Look, I get why they put Bayless in it. He's a humongous national figure. You really actually found him refreshing in this.
Yeah, I've never seen him in the role of playing historian, basically, or setting the scene for something without firing off his hot takes. Now, he becomes a little more Skip-like the further it goes along, where I hear him chiming in on stuff, and I'm like, okay, there's a little bit of Skip there. But, I mean, especially early in the series, he's just explaining, like, you know, what you got to understand back then is people viewed it this way, and like, it was odd. It was almost like he seemed a little more like a human being when he was speaking.
All right, let's get to the latest.
Yeah, and so this is, we stopped off at episode 5. Episode 5 and 6 both kind of blend the timeline of them losing the 94 NFC Championship game, everything that went sideways there, the awful start to the game. One of the big things that episode 5 introduced for us in episode 6 was another person. They put the ball on the tee. They whack it out of the stadium is Deion Sanders. Deion Sanders gets brought into episode 5. And I thought, again, he was so good in this, just like everybody else was. And this was a good clip I liked of them talking about Deion's impact on the rivalry and coming into San Francisco and the type of player that he was.
I was it. It. Yeah, that's what I was. What's the it? You know what it is. It is it. It is that one ingredient that gives you the flavor, that gives you the taste, that gives you the understanding, the wisdom. That it's the purpose. That was the it.
Deion was an impact player. He could score from punt returns and kickoff returns. He could score as a receiver. Frankly, he created such an imbalance on defense because teams would go away from him.
Interception, Sanders.
A real lockdown corner. You don't want to play around with that. The way I changed the game, that you were concerned about me, I wasn't concerned about you.
Are you the reason that he didn't get a three-peat or that the Cowboys?
Yeah. Yeah, you're darn right. I'm the reason. I'm the reason, the season, the treason, whatever you want to rhyme it with. I'm it.
And he so believes that to his core that, hell yeah, I'm the difference, dude. What a stupid question.
Well, he was the Charles Haley pendulum, so I don't disagree with him.
I don't either.
I love that Emmett said, this isn't about Deion's speed, and this isn't about the flash. This is about Deion's football intelligence. I love that Emmett, he slowed everything down and said, don't skip over this guy understanding the angles and understanding route concepts. Deion's football intelligence.
Yeah, and they've always talked about him as the guy who just, yeah, is the freak athlete. And that's what Emmett talks about, where he goes like, it's not the athleticism. Like, that's obviously a big part of his game, but it's the fact that he knew the formations and he knew splits and he knew how to get, like, he was a football genius out there.
I heard I think this was a podcast or whatever with Revis, and he was saying, like, I had to know every route concept. I had to know this guy's lining up here. That means this is going to happen. And that he was saying, like, the great corners look at the other side of the field. They focus on the other side of the field because some of what goes on the other side of the field could tell him what is going to happen over here. And I assume everything was the same thing for Deion, and Deion just had, like, even more athleticism than just about anybody else to throw on top of it.
What scared me was Steven's mentality even back then with the classic Jerry story of putting Jerry up against the wall during the negotiation. And lo and behold, Jerry talked to Eugene Parker back then, Deion's agent, to get a deal done. What a novel concept. But Steven was even petrified and scared back then. And San Francisco said it was irresponsible to match the offer, 7 for $35.
Which at the time, that's a ridiculous amount of money. We're a year removed or 2 years removed from Emmett's deal being the one that they all were freaking out of, and that was 5 for $13 or whatever it was.
Yeah.
And then they go 7 for $35, and they played the clip. I'm so glad they played the Pizza Hut commercial in there that I grew up remembering, of where Jerry sits there and goes, what's it going to be, Deion? Yep. 15, 20 million? And he goes, both.
Yep.
And then they go, both, of course. Because that's the whole thing in the pitch of the commercial is you can get both on this new pizza and everything else. And so it's, when you hear them talk about paying Deion and how do we figure this out, I'll tell you what stood out to me. The lack of understanding of how the salary cap works from everybody who was talking about it on TV back then, which I understand. It was fresh. It was new. The way the rules worked, everything else. But the fact that everybody thought, where'd he come up with $35 million? Well, the cash isn't the problem for them. Like, it's the accounting space. And the accounting space is not, well, he signed for 7 years, $35 million. So clearly, $35 million, somehow they've made that look like it's $2 million this year. People didn't understand how you could shift numbers, how you could do different things. But it did put pressure on the Cowboys to come up with extra cash. And when Jerry, this is why Jerry's in the Hall of Fame, is when Jerry stands out there and at halftime of the opening game against the Giants, when they're putting Phil Simms in their Ring of Honor and honoring him on Monday Night Football, and 2 minutes before he's about to go out there and get his night, then Jerry faxes a press release to everybody in media, including the Monday Night Football booth, that says, by the way, I'm suing the NFL, and me and Nike are getting together. Phil Knight's down here on the field with me. I'm wearing Nikes. Stayed on the sideline. We're going to get our own branding deal. Literally, he found every single marketing deal the NFL had, and he sold to the opposite competitor.
Yeah.
And created a ton of cash flow and said, I'm not revenue sharing with any of you.
Wow.
I'm keeping all my money, and you guys can figure it out on your own. That's what you do.
All-time balls and brilliance. And then everyone followed him. It was the good old boys club. We're letting this Arkansas hick come in here and screw up our deals. And he's telling us how to do business. We're millionaires and billionaires too. And Phil Knight said that was his most fun time as the head of Nike, being down there on that field. That's what Micah on Thursday night, that's going to be our poor man's version of that. If Micah Parsons does not suit up and he's just standing there roaming the sidelines, it's going to be a Micah cam on him throughout the entire opener. But the league sued Jerry for $300 million. He goes, I could have lost Cowboys right there and then. Right there and then, he rolled the dice with a $300 million lawsuit and then countersued for $750 million.
And when he tells that story, if he's in the league meeting and they say, Jerry, you got to step out. Now we're going to be talking about your lawsuit. He goes, totally understand, get it. He said he's walking out, and he said he was just going to walk out, and then he got kind of emotional. He stops, and he turns back, and he goes, I know if I lose, you guys are going to take this team from me. Like, I know that's what's going to happen, but you guys need to know. And he said he was getting, like, full of tears, and he got full of tears right there. And he goes, if I win, I'm collecting every effing penny from you guys.
Yep.
And they ultimately settle, and they figure it out. But that's the thing is that, and you see Goodell, which that was wild, seeing some of the archive footage of Goodell in like the mid-90s, like walking around as one of the lawyers that they had. But Goodell, like it's insane to think that guy who went to war with them and thumbed his nose at them so aggressively, that league puts him in their Hall of Fame and says, yep, you're one of the people we couldn't do this without. Again, the more that it lays it out there, and I know some people are going to say, makes him too much of a sympathetic figure. The more they lay it out there, the more you see why he has developed the chip on his shoulder where he says, I don't listen to any of you. Yep. You will never tell me anything because I've been right too many times.
Exactly. My buddies back home, Dave Portnoy on social media, like, I'm liking Jerry Jones in this. Those are some of the messages that I'm getting.
Which I don't think it's, because I've seen some people say this, they're like, oh, so this is just a Jerry fluff piece. I don't think it's that.
No.
It very clearly shows a lot of his flaws.
Yeah.
And blames him, I think, for a lot, and allows a lot of people to sit there in interview rooms and blame him for a lot.
Yeah.
And so I don't feel it was that way. But the one who takes the most blame in this thing, or what I think comes off looking the most uncomfortable out of all of these interviews we get, is in this sixth episode where Barry Switzer and Troy Aikman, their disagreements, which obviously come from lack of discipline that Troy felt was there. Troy talks about how, and we've heard him tell this story for 20 years. Troy says, back when Jimmy was here, he would play the bad cop, and I would go, hey, don't listen to him. But inside, I'm thinking, I agree with everything Jimmy says. But it allowed me to kind of ease up a little. And when Barry wasn't willing to do that.
Well, I did not realize, to go back, that Barry was retired for 5 years. I did not realize that he was out of the game. Imagine that right now, like Joe Gibbs, you know, coming back Gibbs, in D.C. Yeah,
came back.
And then you're not even.
Vermeil did it, right? Vermeil did it.
Controversially out of football. Like, had to leave Oklahoma because this was the equivalent of.
Did they bring in Stellenberger after him? That's what they did?
What?
Oh, you brought in Stellenberger, right?
I can't remember.
After that?
If they would have, if Kansas City, after winning the Super Bowl, would have fired Andy Reid after winning the second Super Bowl. And then announced in mid-March, by the way, we're hiring Urban Meyer. Not that it was Jacksonville, that it was Kansas City off of two Super Bowls. They went, hey, you know Urban Meyer, who had a whole bunch of controversy following throughout his career and has been out of football? We're hiring him out of nowhere to just coach our team. That's the equivalent of what Dallas did by hiring Switzer.
And Barry was getting a colonoscopy.
What's wrong with that? That was a great 30-minute nap.
And by the way, just to wrap up, so the Jerry Fox TV stuff, did we pass that?
That was in a previous episode. That was back in episode 4.
Another trailblazer thing he needs to be given credit for, because Fox was the stepchild of television. It was seedy. It was married with children. It was grimy. It was over the line. It was The Simpsons. And Jerry and Rupert Murdoch were like, no, I'm going to get them to pay $1.6 billion for the league and take Summerall and Madden. So don't discount his importance in that. When he was recruiting the bad kid.
Yeah, everybody today who watches Fox, like Peyton has grown up in a world where Fox is Fox, for instance.
Yep.
The equivalent, and this I don't mean this as any sort of disrespect, the equivalent of what happened here is Jerry got the NFL to sign a media rights deal with the CW, where it's like, that's the one that's now broadcasting all their games. And people are like, you took the games from who?
Shots fired, Chase Williams.
Yeah, right. You know what I'm saying, Chase. Though. It is one of those things where it's like, the CW is not on the level of the Big Four networks, and it's in a lot of places, but it's not in everywhere. And that was one of the things the NFL was worried about, was This is in like half of the markets in the country right now. We're going to miss a ton of places. And then ultimately they work out the deal that they need to. But the tension that exists with Barry and Troy just got so much worse when after a loss, I can't remember who they were playing, but they lose a game and Troy Aikman had apparently just been berating Kevin Williams for a couple drops that he had.
Was it Arizona?
It may have been Arizona. Switzer ends up calling Troy and telling him, hey, I think that you crossed the line. And we're hearing from some people here that, you know, we feel like you only pick on the black players. And that's the moment that Troy's just like, I'm done with you.
Yep.
And I'm having nothing to do with you again. And that was in the middle of the season. And they managed to keep it quiet until the week of the Super Bowl against Pittsburgh. And then when they get to the week of the Super Bowl against Pittsburgh, it's all coming out. And everybody consistently in this documentary is defending Troy and saying, no, not racist. He's not racist. I thought the answers were kind of interesting. Charles Haley goes, no, if he was racist, would have had a problem a lot earlier. Michael Irvin goes, absolutely not. Didn't happen. And then they go to Emmett and Emmett goes, I never saw that. And I was like, that's the strongest. That felt a little bit like Shador going, I don't know if he's lying.
Right.
Yeah. What do I know?
You can ask Emmett when he comes in the studio. That'll be Bobby right there.
It'll be the first question.
I was surprised at the amount of players who liked Barry and defended him. You know, Barry was like, I expect you to be professionals. You're men. I'm not going to be a drill sergeant. I'm not going to get on you. If you show up to practice hungover, I'm going to give you guys the day off. That didn't go over well with Troy. But
I can absolutely see after 3 years, 5 years of Jimmy, how you'd love Barry Switzer.
Absolutely.
It's like after Parcells, they got Wade.
They loved Wade.
Yeah. Belichick leaving.
Same thing. Now, the thing that was, when you mentioned that aspect of it, of Barry just being like, be free, they talk about how Barry used to be a hard ass. And like that was one of the things Aikman couldn't understand, was like, you were like hard at Oklahoma when I was there. But the aspect there that when Barry's telling that story of his mom.
I didn't know that.
I had no idea his mom had ended her life, but that Barry had just got done telling her, I hate seeing you like this, because she had a drinking problem. He's like, I'd rather just not see you at all than have to see you like this. Oh, wow. And she went out, ended her life, and Barry talks about having to pick her up and put her in a bed and call the police.
And the guilt.
And I think that that's probably one of the reasons why he just never went hard after people again.
So there it is, a little recap of The Gambler. We'll wrap it up this week in the commercial-free expressway. Why Micah may need to skip the Eagle game that's coming up at 8. The random Wednesday wheel spin at 8:20. And we'll chop it up after hooking you up.
All right, Tolos, right now call number 10 at 877-881-105.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With All Trails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Through wins a four-pack of tickets to see the Rangers play the Brewers at Globe Life Field in Arlington on Tuesday, September 9th. And Tolos, you'll want to get there early because the first 15,000 fans in the gate will also receive a Jock Peterson replica jersey. That's caller number 10 at 877-881-1053.
Ralph James Choppy. By the way, how did the rest of your day go when you left here with a wife yesterday?
Tremendous. Yeah, she came home from work, and she was in a good mood.
Oh.
So I think, I don't know if she forgot.
Yeah.
I'm hoping she did.
Yeah.
I'm hoping she did, but yeah, we had a good day yesterday.
Very good.
Very good day.
Excellent. I feared for you. I was worried for you.
Yeah, I feared for myself, too. I thought for sure that I was going to be single for the day.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, let's see how much more trouble you can kick up right now.
All right, here we go, fellas. Let's have a little fun today.
The Crackers are getting their cracker back.
Oh, man.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, baby. Ah, Cracker Barrel. They changed their logo, right? And now they're changing it back, apparently, per reports. They are going to keep the old-timer logo. This is a company statement. We thank our guests for sharing your voices and love for Cracker Barrel. We said we would listen, and we have. Our new logo is going away, and our old-timer will remain.
It's the new Coke fiasco all over again.
Yeah, that was what? That lasted about a year, maybe?
Yeah, Coke changed their formula to new Coke and branded it as new Coke. And everybody's like, this tastes awful. You need to change it back. And ultimately, they had to flip it back. Well, and
it's not the same thing. Because
it was
Cracker
worse
Barrel,
for new Coke.
Cracker Barrel did not change their recipes. I told Amanda this. She's petrified that I'm going to say it on the radio.
Oh, no.
But I am going to say it. I think you're now allowed to say, I think we should, as a society, accept the phrase angry black person, because it doesn't really mean anything, because white people are the angriest. You change it to angry white person because this rage, Bud Light, this, holy crap. Are they giving me the same amount of hash browns? Are they giving me the same sausage? I know you don't like the decor inside, but it's that moniker. With African Americans, it's no more. It's angry white people, because these causes and these Twitter rages, that's who it's coming from.
Here's my I don't care about the sign.
Where they lose 100 million
lost 100 million last week, and then they went up. Then I guess Trump tweeted something about it, and they went up 6%, but then they went back down. It's crazy.
But Trump insulted them, I'm sure.
Yeah,
right?
And so it went up, and then they went down.
Yeah.
Here's my, and this is not a Cracker Barrel specific thing. Go look at any Pizza Hut or any McDonald's that's built right now. Do they have the same roof that they had 100 years? No. They all look like very sterile box stores. I hate it. You know, when you walk by an old Pizza Hut that has now been rebranded into, you know, an insurance agency. Oh, that was the old Pizza Hut.
Right.
I love that. That was an old McDonald's.
Yeah.
And now they don't have that anymore.
Yeah.
And I think it's just become completely sterile, and we have no character.
Well, guess what?
It's one of the great things I love about Whataburger is that there's just that iconic look.
Well, all that
they don't go out of business.
All that may be true, right, and you're entitled to your own taste buds, but I think ultimately you agree with me. I don't give a rat's freaking ass what building the McDonald's is in. If I'm craving a 20 piece and fries, I want their 20 piece and fries.
I don't care.
And if I'm getting but people carry it over to their taste buds. That's where you're a moron.
No,
if I want a pan pizza, from Pizza Hut. That's the nostalgia I want, not whether they have the little Red Hut sign on the outside of the building. Yeah. But hey,
a brisket it's the character of the building that I have a problem with has gone away. It's not going to stop me from going. It's not going to stop me from going to Cracker Barrel because they took the old man, the old fart in his beer barrel out of there.
But then they changed the inside.
And that, again, the inside, like, I like the homey inside of it. You know, I don't want this. I don't want it to look sterile. They keep the country store and those awful candies they would sell in there. They keep that.
I would hope so. That's the best part of it is the story. 214, Sean, you just think that about angry white people because you work with Bobby every day.
Bobby's not angry. He's annoying.
I'm angry depending on medicated.
The rage that comes from all these stories most of the time, especially on social media, it's white people. So I'm changing the saying. It's angry white person. That's what it should be. White people are the angriest.
It's about to be angry overweight people.
You can be uncomfortable all you want. I don't care, Bobby.
Angry.
You look uncomfortable.
I enjoy the mess.
If you hang over the seat, get ready to pay double. If you hang over the seat. Starting January.
Luckily, the Rangers charter.
Like earthquake.
Starting in January.
Dude, guys, we don't want to be associated with that.
Southwest.
Separate ourselves.
So Southwest has had this this thing going on where if you are a person of size, you get to get two seats.
Hell yeah.
You buy two seats and they will refund you.
Refund.
The second seat. That's what they do now, right? So you buy. So if you're a plus size person,
yes, 400 right? pounds.
400 pounds. They make you buy two seats.
Okay.
And then they refund you the second seat.
Oh, they do.
They do refund you now.
Okay.
That apparently is going to change.
What? You did get a little prepubescent
there. My voice did crack. Listen, when you're talking about the fats, you got to be very careful.
I don't know if I like that one.
So to ensure space, they're communicating that if you previously used the extra seat policy, you got to purchase it at booking. If you don't, if you purchase it at booking, you still will get that refund. Okay, but if you don't purchase it at booking anymore, see previously.
So basically, I'm getting to have every flight a seat free next to me, and I'm only paying for one.
Yes.
Hell yeah.
Correct. Now, right now, what happens is
I'm surprised the airlines are refunding you though. Because they're losing out on a seat.
They're not taking. I don't think they're going to take the PR hit.
Yeah.
So right now, you could walk up to the gate and be a plus size person, and they'll give you that second seat, and you can they'll get a refund for it. Going forward, you have to do it at booking. You can't walk up to the gate and say, "Hey, I need a second seat." Not going to work like that. You're going to have to, do it at booking. Otherwise, you're not getting your money back, and you're going to pay for two seats. And that's going to hack some people off. And that's the problem. Southwest is getting destroyed for this. But
they're just making you previously book.
They're just making you pre-book. That's all they're making.
So what? I mean, why get destroyed for that?
They're just saying it's insensitive. It's insensitive.
I think it's more sensitive to not have you stand at the counter and by saying I need two seats because I'm overweight.
Yeah. Who knows? Like who ends up even finding out you bought a second ticket? Nobody would know unless you just announced everybody, this is my empty seat here.
Yeah.
Chopping it up here on 105.3 The Fan.
Guarantee it's white people.
Yesterday I got in trouble with Sarah about the bathroom. Let's continue with the restroom. I got to hand it to her. On the trip, she did power through. She got sick. She got some kind of food poisoning, and she got sick. She's sitting there in the car, just worried that she's going to vomit. She's hunched over. Stomach is killing her.
It's like me on road trips.
So she was like, we got to pull over. And, we pull over and she does and she, vomits. She vomited in the hotel as well.
This is on the way.
This was
starting the trip.
No, this was mid trip. This is like Wednesday. This is like the last 3 days we were there.
Hump day?
But I had never heard her vomit before.
Now you participate in hump day.
Yeah. I had never heard
it plenty of times.
Late.
I had never heard her vomit before.
Okay. Ever.
I've never heard her break past gas or vomit. And I keep saying, just do it in front of me. I don't care. That doesn't bother me. She won't do it.
Good job. But good for
vomited.
You, Sarah.
She vomited in front of me. And I have, like I said, I'd never heard her vomit. This was the most silent vomit ever. All I heard was the substance hitting the toilet, the water. And I was like, are you peeing? She goes, no, I'm throwing up. And I'm like, there's no sound. When I throw up, I pop a blood vessel in my eye. You've seen this. It comes red. And I am like,
oh, yeah.
And I've never, y'all's girl, are they making noise when they're vomiting?
Well, I've never heard it either.
You never heard it?
I've never heard it either. But I don't know how someone can throw up silently.
It's a silent vomit. I've never seen anything like
it. You've got tight abdomen muscles.
I guess.
No blah?
Strong core, yeah. It's violent. Yeah, when I go, it's violent. And it's usually, it can't just be one. It's usually like six of them.
Yeah, everyone at Radio Row hears Bobby, can judge Bobby.
Echoing from the bathroom. I did make it to the bathroom.
Oh, okay. That's good.
Held it in my mouth to get to the bathroom.
But it's not a private bathroom.
No, yeah. Like I said, it's reverberating down right now.
Well, stalled.
Yeah. Like a faint spirit in the distance.
McAfee set and everybody hears it, like, you know, vomiting. So I never heard her vomit, but it's a silent vomit.
That's impressive.
That stuns me. Chopping it up here on 105 through the fan. We got two problems with my kids.
Two problems.
First one is testing. The other one is football. Which one do you want first?
Let's go football.
All right.
Football sports show.
I am terrified. My youngest, Julian, he's in middle school. He's in seventh grade. It's his first year of middle school football. He's got a game tonight. And I'm like, oh, cool. Okay. And I'm like, you're he's in the wide receiver room, right? Wide receiver corner room. And I was like, so what are you going to do? Like, are you going to be a wide receiver? Are you going to be a corner? Are you going to be both? He says, well, I'm the punt returner.
Oh!
Hell yeah.
Get him a Turpin jersey.
And I am terrified. I'm like, this kid's going to get blowed up.
And what is the type of play? It's tackle?
It's tackle. It's full pads, right? It's full pads.
Is that why you're so anti-Turpin? You're trying to discourage Julian from taking the job?
Yeah, maybe. And I'm like I said, you're going to get blown up. He goes, no, I'm not. I says, how do you figure? He goes, they can't touch me. He goes, I've scored it every time in practice. I've scored every touchdown. And I'm like, all right, I know you're fast.
Wait, is he talking about I'm elusive or the rules of practice?
No, I think he is elusive. He thinks he's elusive.
Yeah, yeah.
He's
but is
fast.
He saying they can't touch me?
Yeah, he said they can't catch me. They can't catch me. He's fast.
Okay, so he's bragging about his ability.
He's bragging about
his
ability.
He's not screwing up the rules of practice to think it's going to apply to the game.
Now,
they're not allowed to touch me, Dad.
Maybe he is. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. Maybe he is.
It's like Dak going into a game against Philly. Like, what do you mean? Jalen Carter can't touch me.
Running back scoring every play in practice, right? So I am like, all right, I don't know what's going on here.
Have you seen him punt return out of practice?
No, I haven't. I have not seen, because they practice at 5:30 in the morning.
Oh.
5:45 in the morning. So I haven't seen anything. So we'll find out tonight. Kick and punt returner.
You're going.
Petrified.
Oh, I can't wait to hear it.
Petrified.
And he's got the mentality for that? Like, no fear?
No, he's got plenty of fear. Oh, yeah, he has tons of fear. He's got a boatload of fear. I don't think he wants to do it. I really don't think he wants to do this.
But why is it? But he's also confident at the same time, going like, they can't touch me.
He said, that's true. He is confident, but he is petrified.
Is he fast?
He's fast. Yeah, he's fast.
Because he's been a little scurrier.
Yeah, in this level, right, you're not getting, you know, hang time.
Right.
Where you're going to get drilled. Like,
it's going to be a rolling punt.
He's going to pick. The problem is 10 people running after you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And nobody having any idea where to block.
Right.
Right? Nobody's having any idea.
Just tell them, if it's 3-on-1, just get down.
Get down.
Pull the paint. Show them Peyton Manning film.
Can they do the wedge?
Take a dive.
The wedge in middle school?
the locking up. Yeah. I've seen his courage before, because I saw him walk into that Odyssey suite that day, chopping. He grabbed that handful of fruit right when we walked in and just double-fisting it.
Yeah, he will double-fist.
Chopping it up. A very entertaining addition, and you should not be in trouble for any of that. Every hump day.
At this time
in the commercial-free expressway on Sean, RJ, and Roberto. Why Micah Parsons may need to play the card of missing Thursday against the Eagles. Next on the Home of the Cowboys, 105.3 The Fan.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.